I'll read one verse and you follow. Verse 6, then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus. When they heard all he was doing, many people came to him from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and the regions across the Jordan and around the Tyre and Sidon. For he had healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. But he gave them strict orders not to tell who he was. Okay, let's go to a Chinese version. 我读一节，请各位弟兄姐妹读一节。第六节，法利赛人出去同西律一党的人商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。还有许多人听见他所做的大事，就从犹太、耶路撒冷、以土买、约旦河外，并推罗、西顿的四方来到他们那里。
他因为人多，就吩咐门徒叫一只小船伺候着，免得那众人拥挤
他。他治好了许多人，所以凡有灾病的都挤进来要摸他。耶稣再三地嘱咐他们不要把它显露出来。 Okay, we have read the scripture, but have you noticed that I have highlighted some words as those verbs? There are totally six verbs I have highlighted.
大家有没有注意，刚刚我们读过了这些经文以后，我有特别把六个重要的动词有比较加粗。
The first one is what? Kill, right? And the second one is what? Follow. And the third one, can you see?
Came to.
Okay. And the fourth one? Crowd. And the fifth?
Touch.
And the last one?
Fell down.
Okay. 第一个是除灭，第二个是跟随，第三个是来到他的面前，再来是他们拥挤他，再来是摸他，然后再来就俯伏在他面前。 Okay, we're going to go through these verses, but before I start it, let me briefly explain the location that we have just read.
在我们进行以下的正道之前呢，小牧师要给我们介绍当地的一个地理的位置。
The scripture mentioned aboutJudea, this is the Judea area, and then Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the capital of the area, and then Idumea is the south of Judea, and then the Jordan River is about this area.
Okay, 我们看到有
犹。And then Tyre and Sidon is over here.
Okay, 所以我们看到犹太地区耶路撒冷是那边的重心，然后以图买是在犹太地区的南边。OK, 约旦河大家看到在东边，还有就是推罗跟西顿是在它的北边。
Great. And this is a vast area.
是一个很广阔的一个区域。
This is the beginning of 2012.
今天是2012年的开始。
You spend the time of your life here.
你今天在这里过这个今天这个时间现在在这儿。
Hopefully this year we will move even closer to Jesus.
盼望今年我们大家都能够跟主耶稣更接近。
How close that interpret the relationship with Jesus?
当我们在解释所谓的接近的时候，就是表示你跟他的关系有多么的密切。
Today we went through a six.Stage that the relationship between we and Jesus.
今天我们要讲到六个阶段跟主耶稣亲密的程度是什么。
The first relationship maybe gonna amaze you.
第一个阶段可能有一点对你有一点会有一点惊讶。
is to kill Jesus.
第一个是要除灭耶稣。
Because the Bible said, "You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God."
雅各书四章四节说：“你们这些淫乱的人呢，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。”
If you love the world, because the world is under the evil one.
如果你喜欢这个世界的话，我们知道这个世界是受到邪恶势力的控制。
So you have not many choices.
你可能你的选择就不太多了。
You are either for him or against him.
你对世界的选择，你 either 就是或者你是赞成，或者就是不赞成。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you are dealing with the one is different from this world.
因为当你要决定要跟随主耶稣的时候，这个主耶稣的价值观是完全跟这世界是不一样的。
Because he is the absolute one.
因为主耶稣是那独一唯有的神。
See, in your life, you also experience something we call one and the only one issue.
其实在我们的生命里面，你可能也经历过所谓那独一唯一有的。
Your father and your mother is the one and the only one.
在我们的生命里面，我们的亲生的父母大概就是那唯一独一有的。
You cannot change.
这是你不能改变的一件事。
That's the one and the only one, and that's all you got.
因为这就是你生命所有的，你的亲生的父母。
And the next one will be your own death.
还有一个不能改变就是你的死亡。
That is the absolute.
那是绝对的。
So you, from the beginning of your life and the end of your life, you may need to meet the absolute for your own.
所以呢，在你的生命的开始到结束的时候，你要去面对这所谓的唯一的、独一的。
So absolute exists.
所以这是唯一、一定、绝对存在的。
So God said, "I'm the one and the only one."
所以主耶稣说，我是那独一的神。
And once we deal with the absolute one, then the attitude will be totally changed.
当我们面对那绝对的神的时候，我们的态度一定要改变。
If we still try to use relative relationship, it won't work.
如果我们还是要保持以前那种相对的态度的话，也许可以用。
Kill Jesus, what that mean really?
那所谓的除灭耶稣到底是什么意思呢？
Have you ever heard your parents say,Oh, my son killed me. My kids killed me.
你有没有听过有爸爸妈妈抱怨说，哎呀，我的孩子真的要把我给，几乎要把我杀了。
Why?
为什么呢？
You don't need to use a knife to kill a person.
有的时候你不需要用一把刀来杀人啊。
You just ignore your parent or you reject your parent. You kill your parent.
你只要忽略你的父母或者是跟你的父母对抗的话，你就等于已经杀了你的父母。
If we alienate from God, we reject God, that means...He is a creator. He is the one and the only one. He is the absolute one. That means we kill God.
当我们拒绝那创造宇宙万物、创造我们生命的神的时候，就等于已经是在除灭耶稣了。
We cut off from the origin of life.
因为我们完全跟我们生命的来源完全的隔绝。
That is our situation before we met Jesus.
这就是在我们的生命没有碰到主耶稣之前的状况。
And this is the first step.
这是第一个阶段。
For everyone.
是我们在座的每一个人都经历过的第一个阶段。
Don't feel awkward that we were God's enemy before.
请你不要觉得很不舒服。过去我们曾经与耶稣为敌。
Are we still love the world?
我们还是那么爱世界吗？
And once Jesus gave us his salvation,
一旦主耶稣给了我们他的救恩之后
We were saved.
我们就得救了
We received the life.
我们接受了他的新的生命
We received Son of God life.
我们接受了我们爱子主耶神爱子耶稣的生命
And then what the next step?
那下一个阶段变成是什么
Then we follow Jesus.
我们就跟随主耶稣
John chapter 1 said, When the two disciples heard him say this,They followed Jesus.
约翰福音一章三十七节说到，两个门徒听见他的话就跟从了耶稣。
Those two disciples are James and John.
这两位是谁？就是约翰跟雅各。
What whom they heard?
他们听到谁说话呢
？John Baptist.
他们听到的是施洗约翰的话。
So they heard they were John Baptist's disciple, but they heard John Baptist say, "Look, the Lamb of God that point to Jesus."
当他们听见施洗约翰所说说看哪、啊、神的羔羊的时候，他们就跟从了主耶稣。
They were disciple of John the Baptist.
只记得哦，他们原来是施洗约翰的门徒哦。
But when the Baptist John pointed to Jesus, then those two disciples just follow Jesus.
但是当施洗约翰指着主耶稣的时候，他们两位马上就跟从了主耶稣。
This is the second step that Jesus tried to do around you.
这就是第二个阶段，主耶稣想要在我们生命里面所成就。
He took the initial step, actively revealed to you.
他主动的在我们的生命里面显现他是谁。
Maybe through some Christian testimony, maybe some hymns.
也许透过一些诗歌，也许透过一些基督徒的见证。
Maybe through message, maybe the wisdom or the power or authority.
也许透过了牧师的信息，也许透过一些有智慧，还有一些很多的有权柄的一些事。
Maybe your sin forgiven and you receive the peace.
也可能说你的罪得到赦免，你得到了天属天的平安。
Maybe you run into distress or difficulty, even some.Illness.
也许你在生命碰到了一些很大的困难，遇到了一些很难医治的疾病。
And God help you.
但是神帮助你。
Or maybe you just simply say, "I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven."
也许有人说，我就是不要去地狱，我只想去上进天国。
Jesus start to reveal His grace to you.
主耶稣主动的向你显明他的恩典。
And this is a gracious calling to you.
这对你来讲是最宝贵的一个呼召。
Something.Draw us near Jesus.
有些东西就让吸引我们，让我们接近主耶稣。
The fragrance from Jesus attract us.
也许是主耶稣的馨香之气吸引了我们。
Just like baby smell mother's breath.
就像是小 baby 他闻到了妈妈的香味一样。
We start to follow him.
我们就跟随他。
Because he got something good for us.
因为他有一些好东西要给我们。
See, to follow somebody means somebody is moving, right?Somebody is walking and moving, so we follow.
所以我们当我们说跟随某个人的时候，那个被我们所跟随的人，他一定是在一个走的或者是一个动的情况底下。
The time that Peter Simon saw Jesus, the goodness from Jesus, then he said.
当彼得看到主耶稣的时候
，John chapter 6 says, Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
在约翰福音六章六十八节，西门彼得回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还要跟随谁呢？”
So he followed.
所以西门的彼得就跟随主耶稣。
This is a second step for us.
这是我们属灵生命的第二个阶段。
Because something great from Jesus, then we follow him.
因为在主耶稣那里有上好的东西，说我们要跟随他。
This is a time called enjoyment.
这一段阶段叫做享受的时段。
We all may experience that.
我们都经历过了。
And the third one is come to Jesus.
第三个阶段是说来到耶稣那里。
Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who come to me will never go hungry. And he who believe in me will never be thirsty.
耶稣说我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
See, the second step is he moved and we follow.
所以第二个阶段记得吗？主耶稣动，我们跟着他走。
And we may keep a distance.
也许我们是跟着走，但是中间是有一段距离的。
But you will see when we follow, he stops.
但是我们会看到，当我们跟随耶稣的时候，他会停下来。
He stays.
他会停留。
He wait for us.
他会等我们。
And we come to Jesus.
然后我们就来到耶稣那里。
If he continue to walk, we can never catch him.
如果主耶稣一直不停地走，我们可能永远跟不上他。
He wait for us.
但是他等我们。
He want us to know him clearer, better, and deeper.
因为主耶稣要我们来到他的面前，让我们更了解他，更清楚地认识他。
This is the third stage.
这是第三个阶段。
Where he wait for us?
那他在哪儿等我们呢？
He wait for us in the Bible.
他在圣经里面等我们。
Once you open the Bible,
一旦我们打开圣经的时候
you will see he is waiting there for us.
你就会看到他在那儿等我们。
To know him, we got fed by him.
因为我们认识他以后，我们到他那儿，我们就会受到他的喂养。
Because he is the bread of life.
因为他是生命的粮。
That is why that Jesus said, Whoever come to me never go hungry.
所以 that's why 耶稣说来到我这里的必定不饿。
So the third stage is reading the Bible to know him better.
所以第三个阶段就是说我们要常常勤读圣经，然后更了解主耶稣。
Have you got there?
你有没有到那儿呢？
Okay, let's go to the fourth stage.
好，我们来看第四个阶段。
The fourth stage is crowd around Jesus.
第四个阶段是拥挤耶稣。
After the people, that means 5,000 men, saw the miraculous sign that Jesus did, they began to say, surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world. Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew from the crowd again to the mountain by himself.
在约翰福音六章十四节说，众人有五千人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说这真是那要到世间来的先知。耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他做王，就独自又退到山上去了。
See, we may follow Jesus.
你看到了吗？我们会跟随耶稣。
Maybe we come to Jesus.
我们也会来到耶稣的面前。
But the nearer you get closer to him.
但是我们越来越接近他的时候。
And once you get closer to Jesus, you will find amazing things happen.
当你越来越近接近耶稣的时候，你会发现一件很奇妙的事。
You found that there are so many people crowded around Jesus.
你会发现很多很多的人在那儿拥挤耶稣。
More people gather around Jesus.
更多更多的人在耶稣的旁边。
They pursue or chase after Jesus.
他们跟随耶稣后，他们有改变。
More people get gathering around Jesus, then you will feel pressure and competition.
当你看到很多人在耶稣的旁边的时候，你会感觉到有压力，你会感觉到有竞争。
Why?
为什么呢？
They saw something valuable, worthy, incredible, together with the grace and richness they received from Jesus.
因为他们发觉到在主耶稣那里有许许多多的恩典跟宝贝的事情是这世界所不能给的。
And that's why they get together closer to Jesus.
所以他们就越来越接近拥挤耶稣。
They crowd around Jesus with zeal, passion, excitement.
他们充满了热情跟兴奋来靠近主耶稣。
That will become an honor and privilege to please him.
因为当我们越来越靠近主耶稣的时候，我们就感觉到荣耀，而且是我们的尊贵。
Once the relationship gets so close, so intimate,that you will sense, I got to do something to respond his love and grace.
当我们越来越接近主耶稣，关系越来越亲密的时候，我们就发觉说，我们想做一点事情来回报主耶稣对我们的好。
Otherwise, you just don't feel right.
而且那时候如果你不做的时候，你就觉得不对劲。
This is the time we call to serve Jesus.
这个时候就是我们讲的服侍耶稣的时候。
You will see, once you desire to serve him, then you feel there's a bunch of people that get around Jesus.
当你发觉说你想要服侍耶稣的时候，你会看到很多人在那里等着要服侍。
Have you got to this stage yet?
你有没有来到这个阶段呢？
See, to serve our Lord is not just only try to do something successful.
其实我想跟大家讲说，当我们要服侍耶稣的时候，不是只是想做一些成功的事。
It's not because you got into a crowd.
那也不是说因为你已经来到了这个群众当中。
Actually, to serve our Lord is the time to verify that how much carnal and how much spiritual inside of you.
其实当我们接近主耶稣要服侍他的时候，我们就看到我们内心深处，我们到底是属肉体还是属灵的。
It will be revealed very clearly.
因为会到时候会非常的清楚的显明出来。
If you don't serve,You never see the real old me.
如果你从来不服侍的话，你永远看不到你原来的老我是什么。
You will not see the limit of your spiritual journey.
你不服侍的话，你也看不到你属灵过程的一个极限是什么。
See, at that time, 5,000 people gathered around Jesus.
大家看哦，在六约翰福音讲到，那个时候有五千个人拥挤的主耶稣。
They got zeal and passion.
他们充满了热情。
That passion is so strong, they want to make him king by force.
那个热情大到一个程度，他们要逼他做王了。
Wow, that's fantastic.
你能想象吗？那有多棒的一件事。
I would love these 5,000 to be my followers.
我也很希望有这样子5,000个忠心跟从我的人。
They want to force me to be the king.
因为他们要强逼我做王啊。
They didn't know I want to be a king already.
他不知道我已经很想做王了。
So this is the time for us to really see ourselves.
所以那个时候就是让我们自己来省察我们自己的时候。
There's brother came to me and said, I want to quit. I don't want to serve.
有一个弟兄来到我面前跟我说，牧师，我不想服侍了，我不干。
I tell him, I congratulate you.
我说恭喜你啊，弟兄。
This is the beginning of your ministry.
因为这个就是你现在要开始的一个服侍的开始。
See, to serve, actually, try to find where is my limit.
其实你知道吗？当你服侍神的时候，你是在寻找我的极限在哪里。
If you join our deacon meeting,
如果你来参加我们的理事会吗？
You will see.
你会看到。
Actually, I didn't see yet.
其实我还没看到。
But I got experience from other church.
但是我在别的教会已经有经历过这件事。
The elder and deacon meeting.
那个长老跟执事之间的会议。
We use a Scud missile and a Patriot missile in the meeting.
我们有各种爱国者飞弹、中程飞弹，我们彼此来攻击。
We fight each other.
我们彼此来攻击。
We reveal ourselves.
我们显示了我们自己。
I'm more capable than you.
哎，我告诉你，我比你来能干的。
I should be the leader.
我应该做老大。
And that is the time that you will be able to verify yourself.
那个时候就是显露出来你自己到底是谁。
And after the many many meetings,
在经过了许许多多的会议之后
，and we found many many casualties.
我们发现死伤惨重啊，片红片野红红尸片，哀鸿哀鸿遍野。
They say I want to quit.
大家都说我不干了。
And this is a good time.
这个就是个好时间。
To serve him.
其实这是服侍神的好时间。
There's a crowd around him.
因为这就表示有一个很大的群众在
耶稣旁边。There's pressure and competition.
那个时候有压力，有竞争。
Have you got to this stage?
你有没有来到这个？
Maybe you say, I'll never want to get there.
你说啊，我耶牧师啊，我根本不想去那里啦。
But this is the path, because when you get to heaven to see Jesus.
但是这是我们要去天国。去见主耶稣必经的一个路程。
Jesus will lay his hand in front of you.
因为主耶稣已经伸出了他的双手来到你的面前。
He will point to you, this wound is because of you.
他告诉你说，你看看我手上这个钉痕就是为了你所钉的。
See my wound over here,
你看到我的这个这边的肋骨的肋旁的这个刺痕吗？
That is for you.
那也是为你所刺的。
Where is the wound for me?
那你为我的伤痕在哪里？
Let me check your body.
让我看看你的身体。
Is there any wound?
有没有任何的伤痕？
You are so safe in the church.
Wow, 你在教会里面是这么的安全。
You never wounded for me.
你从来没有为我受伤。
Have you got to this crowded stage?
你有没有来到这个拥挤耶稣的这个阶段？
I was hurt because of him.
我因为主耶稣而受伤。
Because during my service and ministry, some people may give me a hard time.
因为在我服侍主耶稣的过程，有人给我难过的时间。
But this is for Jesus.
但是这是为了主耶稣而受的伤。
I pray that many many people you were wounded, but through his grace and his resurrection power you stand up again for him.
弟兄姐妹，我为你们祷告，希望我们中间我们大家都受伤，但是透过主耶稣的恩典跟他复活的大能，我们能为他再一次站起来。
The second chance is always given by him.
第二次的机会永远是主耶稣所赐的。
I pray more and more people get to this stage.
我在这为大家祷告，更多更多的人能够来到这个阶段。
And let's go to the next stage, the fifth one.
我们再看下面一个阶段，是摸着主耶稣。
Touch Jesus.
要摸着他。
Mark 14 said, "Leave her alone," said Jesus.Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me.
马可福音十四章六节，耶稣说：“我看不清楚，由他吧。为什么难为他呢？他在我身上所做的一件是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在。”要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
That is a woman brought with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume to anoint Jesus.
这是因为有一个女人带着真拿达香膏来到主耶稣的面前，要准备膏他。
At that moment, many, many people around Jesus.
记得在那个时候，很多很多的人围绕着主耶稣。
They become a very crowd.
他们也形成了一个群众。
But nobody really touched Jesus' heart.
但是没有一个人真正摸到主耶稣的心。
Only this woman.
只有这个女人。
She was nobody.
你知道吗？她无名小卒。
But Jesus said a beautiful thing to me.
但是主耶稣说，你这是一件美丽的事。
So many people around Jesus follow him, come to him, crowd him, but nobody really understands Jesus.
许多的人跟随主耶稣来到他的面前，环绕着他，但是很多人并不了解主耶稣的心。
See, we got to the stage that we want to serve Jesus.
Okay, 我们都来到了这个阶段，我们想服侍主。
But if you continue just serve and serve and serve, you may not really touch Jesus' heart.
但是你知道吗？如果你一直不停的服侍，并不表示你会摸到主耶稣的心。
This stage is called prayer.
这个阶段是代表祷告的阶段。
The prayer is not for our own.
我们要知道祷告不是为自己祷告。
This prayer is for him.
我们的祷告是为了主耶稣。
Search what Jesus will.
我们要寻求他的旨意。
And this woman, she knows exactly the direction Lord leads.
但是我们知道这位女子她带着真拿达香膏，她知道主耶稣要往哪儿去。
This is the way that we can touch Jesus.
这就是我们可以摸着主耶稣的方法。
That you pray that you know that Jesus desire.
因为当你越祷告的时候，你就越了解主耶稣喜欢什么。
And once you touch His heart,
一旦你摸到主耶稣的心的时候
，then His power will flow to you.
他的权柄跟力量就会完全覆盖着你。
You're pouring out His power.
他会把他的力量完全倾倒出来。
And He will anoint you.
他也会恩膏你。
And then you will see that your ministry will be.Totally different.
你就会看到你所服侍的整个的生命会完全不同。
And the last one,
最后一个阶段
fall down before Jesus.
是俯伏在耶稣的面前。
In Revelation, the 24 elders fall down before him who sit on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and said, You are worthy, our Lord and God.To receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.
启示录四章十节到十一节，那二十四位长老就伏伏在坐宝座的面前，敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说。我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有。
Maybe the time that when we read the scripture said that those evil spirits saw him and they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God."
当我们看到那些邪恶的
邪灵
的时候，他们也是俯伏在主耶稣面前说：“你是神的儿子。”
Maybe this is a right quote that used for our situation.
也许这对这一段话对我们来讲，就是正好形容我们现在目前的情况。
Because we are not really sure or understand the spirit world or domain.
因为我们还不是那么清楚了解属灵的领域的情况是怎么样。
In James said, "You believe there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that." And shuddering.
在雅各书有提到说，你说的不错，你讲的是有神，但是甚至那些邪灵们，他们也会恐惧战惊。
I don't know whether you experience the fear with awe in front of God.
我不知道，当你站在我们全能的神的面前，你充满了那种敬畏的心，你是什么样的感觉
？See in spirit domain.Everything is so open, nothing hide.
因为在属灵的整个领域里面，所有的事情都是明显的、敞开的，没有一样东西能够遮掩。
So evil spirit, when they see Jesus in the spirit domain, they know exactly the truth, the real truth, He is a creator and he is the Lord.
所以当邪灵在属灵的境界的时候，他看到了主耶稣是唯一的神的时候，是真理的时候，连他都要俯伏在耶稣的面前。
So they need to bow down.
所以他们要俯伏。
Even the evil spirit.
甚至连邪灵哦。
Have you run into that situation that you met Jesus?
你有没有经历过这样子的阶段？你遇见了主耶稣。
You worship him.
你敬拜他。
You bow down.
你俯伏。
So we can get even closer.
你俯伏在面主耶稣面前的时候，我们与他就更接近。
Actually, worship in Greek is kissing.
其实，在希腊文里面，所谓的敬拜、崇拜是亲吻。
How close then you can kiss another person?
你要跟一个人能够亲吻的话，你要多接近啊
！If you want to worship Jesus, that means you need to get that close.
所以，当我们讲到要敬拜主耶稣的时候，我们要跟主耶稣是这么的接近。
In truth and in spirit.
我们要用真理和诚实来敬拜他。
All you can offer is your spirit, soul, and body.
我们所要的是把我们的身心灵呈现给主来敬拜他。
So, and at the end, the revelation said that 24 elders.They lay their crowns before the throne.
所以在启示录四章讲到说，二十四位长老就把他们的尊的冠冕都放下，而俯伏在主耶稣的面前。
The crown means the best of their life.
所谓的冠冕是什么？就是你生命中最好的东西。
And they put down on the throne.
他们把他们的冠冕放下来。
And the throne is before Jesus' feet.
他们把他们的冠冕放在主耶稣的宝座前，就是主耶稣的脚前。
The best of their life put under Jesus' feet.
他们把他们生命中最好的，就是冠冕放在主耶稣的脚前。
And this is worship.
这个就是所谓的敬拜。
And you are worthy, that said to the Lord.
他们说你是值得敬拜的。
You are worthy to receive all the glory, honor, and power.
因为你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄。
Because you are who you are.
因为你就是那独一的那一位。
Our existence and meaning of life are solely based upon His will.
因为我们知道，我们生命真正的意义，我们的存在是按照神的旨意。
So these are the six steps.
这个就是我们属灵生命的六个阶段。
We hate to admit that.We did become enemy of Jesus, so we want to kill Jesus. We want to reject him.
我们很难过的说，我们曾经在没有认识主之前，我们都想要除掉主耶稣，是他的，是与主为敌。
But his grace came upon us.
但是因为他的恩典临到我们的生命
，we were saved.
我们得救。
We want to follow Jesus.
我们就愿意跟随他。
We want to come to Jesus.
我们就愿意来到他的面前。
To read the Bible.
我们愿意来读经。
And we want to crowd around Jesus.
我们也愿意跟随他，拥挤他。
To serve Jesus.
我们也愿意服侍他。
And we want to touch Jesus.
而且不但如此，我们还要触摸他。
We through the prayer for His kingdom.
透过了祷告，我们希望能够进入他的国度。
And we fall down before Jesus.
我们俯伏来到主耶稣的面前。
We want to worship Him.
因为我们想要敬拜他。
We pray that each one of us.
我祷告，希望我们在座的每一位。
Within this coming year.
在这个新来的这一年。
Through His grace and power,
透过他的恩典，他的力量
，we move one more step closer to Him.
我们能够更进一步，更进一段一个阶段，能够跟主更接近。
And let this year become very fruitful and meaningful year for us.
让2012年变成是非常丰收有意义的一年。
Because of Jesus,
因为主耶稣
，this year will be never the same.
这一年会跟以往每一年不同。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Our dear Jesus,
我们亲爱的主耶稣
you are worthy,
你是配得的
the power, the glory, the honor,
因为所有的尊贵、荣耀、权柄都属于你
We love you,
我们爱你
Help us,
请你帮助我们
to move one more step closer to you,
让我们更接近你
We don't want to reject you,
主，我们不愿意拒绝你
We want to follow you,
我们愿意跟随你
We want to come to you,
我们要来到你的面前
We want to crowd you.
我们要跟随拥挤你。
We want to touch you.
因为我们还要触摸你。
And we want to fall down before you.
更终我们要俯伏在你的面前。
Let your name be glorified through us.
愿你的名透过我们的生命能够得到荣耀。
May your mercy and grace be with us all the time.
愿你的恩典一生一世跟着我们。
especially during the tough time for us.
特别是在我们生命有艰难困苦的时候。
Let us experience Jesus.
求主你让我们经历你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.